Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London in springtime. And there is good news for the Sunak government and for the troubled Tories these last months of all of the turmoil about the serial prime ministers and the budget and what is to be done with the shortfall in taxes and the new chancellor. We have this headline. It looks positive. Sterling hits 10-month high as recession fears ease. Investors bet on further Bank of England interest rate rises as UK weathers banking turmoil. Joe, that's to be celebrated. The banking crisis is still upon us here, and we'll address it. But this suggests not only are you looking at the possibility of avoiding a recession, which would be a great help to people who are still recovering from the pandemic and the high cost of power last year, but also the banking crisis is behind you, and I guess your major banks are not at risk. Have I overinterpreted this?
I fear you might be a little over-optimistic there. I mean, certainly there are not signs of imminent danger here, but remember, the United Kingdom has already experienced one financial crisis in this monetary tightening cycle. And that happened last September when British pension funds really ran into trouble as a result of an unexpected spike in interest rates in response to former Prime Minister Liz Truss's fiscal plans. And that was a sign that the British financial system does actually remain deeply vulnerable to rising interest rates. And it's worth pointing out that nothing has really changed since then. There's no evidence that anyone has really taken very effective steps since then to reduce the vulnerability of banks or pension funds or anyone else to interest rates that keep getting higher and higher. So I think that you certainly still have that danger. And in fact, I would expect that the Bank of England is likely to pause its rate rises or even start cutting rates soon rather than continue increasing them, solely because there will be concern about financial risk. And then the other danger that's looming is energy prices, because we are 2 days away from the start of a new government fiscal year in the UK. And that is going to on April 6th. And so that is going to be the date when all of the tax increases that Chancellor Jeremy Hunt and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak promised starting last autumn are actually going to come into effect. People, are especially high earners, are going to see big increases in their income taxes. The tax regime for investment dividends is going to become much more punishing than it has been. And then people are also going to start losing a lot of energy subsidies, and not just households, but businesses will be losing some of the energy subsidies that had been in place before. So I can tell you, just in my household, I'm expecting that with my next paycheck, the government's tax take will have gone up. And I also have been told that my energy bills are going up because we're losing some of the subsidies that we've had. So if someone wants to argue that we can go through all of that and not have a recession, I really hope that it's true. But I'm not at all confident that Rishi Sunak is out of the woods here.
Yes, Mr. Sunak. Again, I'm reading it from this side of the Atlantic, looks to be enjoying a momentary honeymoon that was deprived of. He was deprived of when he first came in because of the contretemps about the previous prime ministers and the 44 days of Liz Truss. So do I misread that? Is Sunak no longer being the target of tomatoes and bananas?
Well, I think that the best he seems to be able to hope for these days is that people not pay attention to him. And so I think from that perspective, they had a reasonably successful rollout last week of a major new green investment and net zero carbon emissions strategy. I say that was a success for them because people paid attention to it for a few hours and then concluded it wasn't very interesting and lost interest in it. So I think that he probably benefits from people not paying a lot of attention to his economic management. But I think that, again, precisely because we are only a couple of days away from some of these cliff edges on energy costs and tax policy, I think there's a very real danger that at any point in the next few months, people could find themselves paying attention to the economy in a big way in a hurry. And that will probably not redound to Rishi Sunak's benefit politically.
Quickly to the continent. Christine Lagarde making remarks about the ECB and its challenges with the inflation in all of the European Union. My understanding generally is that the chair believes that this inflation is significantly too high and that there will be more rate rises. Now, you've come through a modest winter. There was no severe cold snap, as I recall. The energy prices didn't spike to the point that people couldn't pay. We had visions of warming rooms that last November. That didn't happen. You mentioned rate rises as subsidies goes away in the UK. But the European situation looks to be much more positive about energy. So are there more rate rises needed in the European Union in your measure, or is Christine Lagarde doing what Jerome Powell does, which is talk tough and see what happens?
Well, I think bear in mind that the ECB is pretty far behind either the Federal Reserve in the US or the Bank of England here in the UK in terms of its attempts at monetary normalization. And so I think that the ECB still understands that they have a considerable way to go to get interest rates back up to any level approximating normal. And I think that there's also a big political imperative that they do that. Because certainly higher interest rates have been greeted with relief in countries like Germany, which is the Eurozone's largest economy, precisely because people there had never been happy with the low interest rates to begin with.
We have 30 seconds. So I think 30 seconds. Go ahead.
So I think the politics and the economics of it are very different. And so for that reason, I think the ECB can probably go with the rate rises a bit longer than some of the others.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal, commenting on the European financial situation, both in the United Kingdom and in Brussels. John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,